speeds, but what you need to do is take it to the next level. What happens when Wi-Fi becomes X-Fi? You can enjoy ultimate control of your Wi-Fi right on your tablet or your smartphone. Or if you got the X1 box like I do, you can actually control your Wi-Fi coverage and troubleshoot things from your cable box. That's what it's about. You can create profiles to group devices by family members and see who is the most active and when. You're trying to check out when little Petey is on the internet and trying to make sure that he's not looking at the wrong things, making sure that little Petey isn't messing with little Petey late at night. Well, you could do that and pause the Wi-Fi, or you could just pause it and say, hey, everybody come down here and hang out for dinner. It's time for us to have family time, whether you like it or not. That's what Xfinity XFi allows you to do. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. That's right. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everybody. So be sure to call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today.
Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms. It uses matchmakers, real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life. For real. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine. That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Summer's heat with stop-and-go traffic puts stress on your oil and engine. Have your oil changed before your summer road trip. Visit merlins.com/summer for a $19 oil change. If you need a synthetic oil change, that's covered from just $49. Find other special values when you visit merlins.com/summer. Head to Merlin and merlins.com/summer for carefree summer driving.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. There's only one mortgage lender that you call when you want the lowest rate on the best loan with customer service that no one can match. Refinancing or buying a home? Why would you go anywhere else? Let the real experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana, residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Limitations apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
504 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Now, a year ago, seven Cubs were named to the All-Star team, including the entire starting infield. In tonight's All-Star game in Miami, the lone Cub representative is Wade Davis. That's what happens when you go from the best record in baseball to 43-45 at the break. Avi Garcia representing the White Sox in the All-Star game. Former White Sox ace Chris Sale gets the ball for the American League. Joe Maddon's National Leaguers go with Max Scherzer. The All-Star game no longer counts for home field advantage in the World Series. The American League has won four straight All-Star games. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says Wrigley Field is being considered for an upcoming All-Star game. Michael Jordan has joined Derek Jeter in his bid to try and buy the Miami Marlins. NBA, the Bulls and Wizards about to get started in summer league play. Tennis, Venus Williams reaches the Wimbledon semifinals for the 10th time in her career. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic moves on to the quarterfinals. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is Friday at 5:30 when the Cubs take on Baltimore on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
We're not happy. Of course, guys are frustrated, but that's just a normal human reaction, I think. So we just have to get beyond that, come back in the second half, play like we're capable of playing, but only to learn from the first half, not to the point, there's nobody quitting or giving up or relinquishing anything right now. We are frustrated. We're not playing our game. And the big thing is, like I've talked about, get the starting pitching back in order, and our situational hitting has to come to bear. We have to get back, play our game. We have to pitch, starting pitch well, take some innings off the bullpen in the second half. We have to hit more consistently well, especially with runners in scoring position. We do a great job of getting them out there. I mean, seeing pitches, working at bats, we're outstanding. The next level for us in the second half is to make sure that those runs score, those runners score.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
There's Joe Maddon saying a lot of words about a lot of things that the Cubs have to do after the All-Star break. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. The video stream is there as well and is brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. Before we get to the Cubs stuff, Dan Bernstein, what have we been talking about for the last 4 hours or so?
We talked with Tim Healy about everything that was going on in Miami. We unveiled a brand new segment called In Other News that we're going to be doing at 4 o'clock each day with all kinds of other things. A little bit of discussion about what the Bulls are up to, and you gave sort of a primer on how to watch Summer League games, if one is watching Summer League games.
The home run derby importance, that kind of stretched out to a larger conversation about
the 1971 All-Star game in Detroit and how it meant so much to everybody because it was all future Hall of Famers who stayed with their teams because of loyalty.
Yeah. Grand Rapids, Michigan checked in early on in the show, and boy, was it a doozy. If you missed anything at all, of course, you can always jump on the podcast. I know a lot of people listen to the podcast. That's the only way they can listen. So we appreciate you doing that. Just go to BernsteinandGoffShow.com. You just heard from Joe Maddon. I did not get a chance to hear the show yesterday, Dan, but you mentioned that you talked yesterday with Hub Arkish, who filled in for me. And thank you so much, Hub. I appreciate you doing that on short notice. That this is why you hired Joe for these moments. And I agree with you. Having not heard the actual details of it, but I agree that early on, and hell, they won a World Series early on, but early on are the moments where you guide the young guys and the young people on your team through certain treacherous waters of adversity. But they won the World Series, and now you have to
do almost didn't because of him, though.
That too. you now have to deal with the things that happen after the World Series. So it's kind of like a flip-flop kind of situation where it's like you're not dealing with 29, 30-year-olds who finally got it after being here for 5 or 6 years, and they got to the mountaintop, and they planted their Cubs flag, and now you can be old and face adversity.
That would be the Dallas Mavericks.
Right, exactly. Well, be careful. Some sassy Cub fans. Boy, when you, the day you weren't here, and I did like 10 minutes or something.
Thursday when I was fishing?
Yes. That day on Twitter, Cubs fans were extra sassy. Like, give me a Cubs fan and a side of sass. Because I was talking about Addison Russell and offensively what he was, well, a lot of people were talking about what he would be offensively. I'm like, all right.
I was only on Twitter that day sitting at pictures of fish.
As you should. And I was
not checking anything sports. I was happy to be on the water and just
enjoying yourself.
Pictures of the fishes.
The Barry Larkin thing, the comp that I kind of scoffed at before Addison Russell hit 20-something home runs and 90 RBI last year. I'm like, Barry Larkin was a damn good offensive player, and people are like, well, golf is war at this age. And I'm like, well, dude, not the same amount of games played, but I can dig it. You know, I'm not saying Addison Russell is a bum in any kind of way. It just seems like the layer of thick, you know, the thick layer that covered the Cubs fan nerves have been pulled back.
The myelin sheath.
There you go.
As it were.
My man. See, this is why I love you, because I would have never pulled that out.
Well,
my rattuti.
Well, so, the baseball connection would be that the Lou Gehrig's disease, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, is the dissolution of the deterioration of that sheath that surrounds nerves. So just like you have the rubber on your extension cord.
Right.
To keep the electricity in there, like it insulates it, because if there's no rubber on that, the actual impulse can't get from point A to point B down the wire. So when the sheath dissolves, that's what happens, is that the actual nerve impulses can't be conducted from one end, from the axon to dendrite.
A lot of those nerves have been exposed, and you see it a lot on social media, and you see the way the Cubs fans are frustrated, and rightfully so. And it's because, in part, you think that you'd have the guy, and you think you do have the guy, who, you know, is going to do the magic shows and bring the cheetah in there and do all the crazy things.
The gorilla.
And do all the crazy things. But
the gorilla.
But thank you, Tanny. But also can kind of calm things down. And it seemed like we jumped from point to point. We're like, all right, easy point in the schedule. All right, the division's not as good. All right, we just got to make it to the All-Star game, get a break here. And shout out to Theo Epstein for like, hey, dumbasses. This has nothing to do with anybody else besides you. And don't look for me to drop any, because John Lester said it 2 days prior, and then all of a sudden Theo Epstein was like, yeah, don't look for us to do. And he didn't rule out selling on the Parkins and Spiegel show. So I'm sorry, the Spiegel and Parkins show. Yeah, he didn't rule out selling either. So there's a lot to unpack in these first 85 games of the Cubs fan season, but do you think that going against the grain on anything that you believe in the short term kind of shows your players some latitude in terms of, all right, this is what he's doing because we're not playing well? For instance, would you be against John Jay playing a lot more and being your leadoff hitter?
Oh, against every right-hander. Against every right-hander.
Like not messing around with your lineup as much as you have? You know, not worrying about kids who need to develop, you know, just playing decent baseball for a couple of weeks. And then you go, okay, we can throw this thing back in the water where it's supposed to be, because we're not worrying about sink or swim. Because everybody keeps talking about this 12 out of 15. You know, the Cubs, the best record they've had this year has been 4 games over .500 two different times, 16 and 12, I believe, and 25 and 21. It's been a long stretch of mediocrity for the Cubs this year. And this All-Star break was the break that a lot of people were clamoring for. If you come out doing the same things, yeah, you want your players to perform finally and get back to the back of their baseball cards. And some seasons, it's just not your year. And I feel like this is going to be that year that we talk about at the end, where it's like, yeah, it just wasn't their year. And the last four World Series winners at the beginning of the year, I mentioned and brought up the stat that the last four World Series winners did not even make it to the postseason the next year. For whatever reason, that has been the baseball trend the Cubs won the World Series. And it's not to be expected, but the understanding of it, you know, if I tell you early on in the season that it's going to happen, you're like, all right, how is it going to happen? I feel like we're just answering those questions along the way.
Yeah, see, where I've been trying to figure out is the idea of stability of the lineup. There's been this assumption that stability creates winning. Where I'm wondering if winning creates stability. There's sort of
There's because you played well,
right?
And you're going to play exactly. Every day. Yeah, I got you.
Right. There's been a correlation that I've been noticing this whole time. A correlation between the truth that the Cubs have had a lot of different lineups, and the truth that the Cubs haven't played very well. Now I can't argue with either one of those things, but I'm not at causality yet.
Okay.
I can't.
What would make you get there? End of the season?
I don't know if I could. I mean, sometimes, again, you have to see if a player, do you think Ben Zobrist has been bad because he hasn't been in the same spot in the lineup every day? Do you think Addison Russell's been bad? I mean, some of these guys are playing every day and are still bad. I don't think stability in an everyday lineup has made their starting pitching bad or made them give up hard contact or made their defense bad.
But do you agree that the top of the lineup in front of Brian and Rizzo has been underwhelming at best?
It has been underwhelming.
And you have to address it?
It has been underwhelming.
As best as you can, right?
And it has been moving a lot.
Yes.
But I can't say it's been underwhelming because it's been moving a lot.
I don't think I'm making that argument, but I'm just saying putting a guy in that place that, you know, has seemingly been a really good professional hitter in the times that you've asked him to be one this year, and John Jay, you know.
One thing you missed yesterday, though, one thing that's where Joe Sheehan did a fantastic job, as always, of just looking at something very simple and say, look, this is what the Cubs' problems are. It's not any one thing, but it's the number of hard contact balls in play, the number of starters pitches that have been barreled up, and just the fact that at this point last year, they have allowed, I want to say the number is 75 more balls in play that have been hit hard. That's a lot. They had their
pitching has obviously struggled.
But their defensive efficiency rating this year is really good. Last year was historic.
Addison Russell's been good. I saw the 13
outfield
save runs this year, the tops in the National League.
Outfield defense been a real problem.
Yeah.
And that, you know exactly why. You know who's good and who's bad. You know, and John Jay's okay. He's not great.
Right.
But the fact that Almora has not been good when he's out there, Schwarber's awful.
Dexter played above his talent level in terms, not just at the plate, but out there in center as well. Like, there wasn't a ball that you were worried about in center field last year with Dexter Fowler. Not one. And this year, there's been some weird routes. Because guys aren't used to playing in certain parks. I did not know that Coors Field is the most land in all of baseball in terms of their park. We learned that on the tour, that the guys running around out there, that's why they've drafted the athletes that they have drafted in the outfield, because you have to be able to cover that space. I thought it was going to be San Diego because people talk about the NL West ballparks and how all of them are spacious in terms of the outfield ground that you have to cover. And we saw Almora have some issues on that NL West swing, where it was San Diego and Colorado, where there was some weird routes taken, some balls that dropped maybe that wouldn't have dropped in other parks. This has been, you know, it's crazy because I was thinking about it yesterday that this Cubs team, the way that this has happened, where, all right, the kids are we said it over and over, like, this doesn't happen like this. This is not supposed to happen like this, where all the kids just boom at one time, right? Well, they did for 2 years. And you won the World Series because of it. You had a shot at winning a World Series. You didn't win because the Mets were on a rampage, and, you know, their pitching was terrific and better than yours at the time, and Daniel Murphy was never out. And then you won it in those 2 years. And is it possible that we could be seeing what should have been happening the last 2 years this year in terms of growth and development and, you know, not taking away what's happened the last 2 years, but
it just, you started out riding a high, and it just, things sort of snowballed into magic.
We said it, Dan. We said it was like, yo, this doesn't happen.
Right.
We got four guys.
How many times last year were we looking at, and I would read the defensive numbers, and I know that people aren't attuned to talking about baseball defense. Even smart baseball people and even fans who say, yeah, I want to be enlightened, I want to know all about it, people nod their head, people say, sure, I get it, I get it, I get it. I still don't think people understand how great the defense was last year at turning batted balls into outs, at making a really good starting staff look like a great starting staff. And that drop-off this year has made mediocre pitching into bad pitching.
Right.
And it's a lot of things. Yeah. And a lot of things that can be corrected, but I guess the first thing top of mind when I talk to people, Tom is like, well, he's gotta come up with a lineup. Well, he's trying damn hard to come up with a lineup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they used a ton of lineups last year. People think that magically, if he locked in a starting group, all of a sudden they'd get good. I don't buy it.
Yeah, that wasn't my argument. My argument was John Jay has shown you he's going to give you a professional bat at the top of the lineup. Why don't you just throw him in there for 4 or 5 days straight and see if you can get some guys going outside of Chris and Anthony. You know, the game is a lot different when you're up 3-0 in the second inning and guys can, you know, work on things in a Major League Baseball game. I know people don't think that happens, but, you know, there's a different vibe. You're not squeezing the sawdust out of the bat because you're feeling like you only got 6 innings to score a few runs and you're down by a few as is.
Yeah, I can't answer the Lackey question, though, because the Lackey question is, can you keep putting him out there when he's just getting his bleeps lit? I mean, it's...
You've got Brett Anderson, who's on his 4th rehab start. You've got Kyle Hendricks, who just completed his 1st. What are you going to do with those guys? Because Eddie Butler can easily replace, you know, a guy like Dylan Floro or something like that, you know, mess around in the bullpen or something. But what are you going to do? And I know Brett Anderson wasn't any great shakes, but this man has given up 24 home runs in the first 85 games of your season. Like that? The other thing, too, is you got to stop acting like Milwaukee is going to come back to the pack. They may, but what if they don't? What if they add something? What if they say, here's, what's the kid's name, Corey Ray? Is that the kid's name? Here's Corey Ray for Jose Quintana. And the Sox can't wait to help them out. You know what I mean? And another prospect, because they want 2 elite-level prospects for Jose Quintana. And they go, all right, we'll throw in a Tommy Canley as well. Get your 5th-rated prospect as well. Now you've got a starter and a terrific bullpen guy added to a squad that doesn't, you know, that's too dumb to know that they shouldn't be in it. Like, we need to stop talking about the Brewers like they're not, what are they right now?
I still think at the moment the Cubs are more talented.
I agree. But we can get to the end of this season, and the Cubs can be more talented with their 82 wins.
This segment brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. 312-644-6767. Got some people want to contribute to this Cubs discussion, and I know you are sticking around to potentially win our special prize today, the foursome with the cart included. Or the Highlands, or the Brute at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. That's coming up on The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was staring, except for me, Ditka Claus.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago.
This is Brandon Tierney with a CBS Sports Better, brought to you by Arrow Electronics, 5yearsout.com. What if I told you that a 6'8" giant of a man suddenly owned the Bronx and, by extension, Major League Baseball? Let's face it, by every measurement, Aaron Judge's rise to prominence with the Yankees certainly has the makings and feel of a 30 for 30. 280 pounds of muscle, and unlike the 90s and early 2000s, this one feels squeaky clean. He's not alone. Just look around. Young ascending stars that have already positioned Major League Baseball to flourish well into the next decade. But as good as Carlos Correa is, and as good as Bryce Harper and Mike Trout have been thus far in their careers, this one's a little different. Aaron Judge is a New York Yankee, which means everything he does is bigger and more magnified and more revered than what anybody else could do in any other uniform in the bigs. He's a natural with quiet charisma, an easy smile, and definitive but understated flair. He's Aaron Judge. All rise. I'm BT.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Are you at least 62 and looking to purchase a home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Pearl Mortgage, about securing a reverse mortgage loan. David's been talking about reverse mortgages for years, but listeners are still skeptical. So David would like to introduce Jack Gutentag, Professor of Finance Emeritus at the Wharton School of University of Pennsylvania. According to Professor Gutentag, purchasing a home with a reverse mortgage has the great advantage that it doesn't impose a monthly payment burden on the borrower. So let's review. David and Professor Gutentag both agree financing a home with a reverse mortgage is excellent for home buyers at least 62 years old. If you are securing a mortgage, you should work with the best. And the best in the mortgage business, especially reverse mortgages, is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. The only call you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19186.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think, oh, these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent, so that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. One, two, three times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Moms on Monday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Approaching 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Joe Maddon's there as players aren't, with the exception of Wade Davis. Maddon is the National League manager in tonight's All-Star Game in Miami, but no Cub player from last year's World Series team is in the All-Star Game. Last year, seven made it, including the starting infield. Maddon going with Max Scherzer as his starting pitcher, the American League countering with Chris Sale, who is making his second consecutive start in the game. Last year with the White Sox, this year with the Red Sox. Sale and Scherzer 1-2 in baseball and strikeouts this season. The American League has won four straight All-Star games and is 16-3-1 over the last 20 years. Avi Garcia is the only White Sox player in tonight's game. Michael Jordan joining the group that is led by Derek Jeter, trying to buy the Miami Marlins. NBA Cameron Payne has left the Bulls summer league team because of family reasons. The Bulls currently lead the Wizards 40-20 in the second quarter. Denzel Valentine leading the way with 10 points.
Yes!
Yeah. 4 of 9 shooting. Tennis, Venus Williams back at the Wimbledon semifinals for the 10th time in her decorated career, while Novak Djokovic cruises into the men's quarterfinals. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on the score is Friday at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
We know what we're watching tonight. We're watching the All-Star Game. I don't want to speak for anybody else, but it's 7 p.m., so that means it'll start around 7:30 or something like that with the festivities. I do enjoy the pageantry because I think baseball rolls it out the way it should be rolled out historically before each one of these things. Now, I don't know how they're going to work in the Miami angle, be honest with you, but when we've seen historic things being rolled out in, you know, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, so yeah, I'm sure baseball will do what it has to do.
Now that we're past the time of players writing religious messages on their batting gloves,
because you think we're past that? There are a lot of people who still appreciate the Lord above.
But they don't and what write. What, do you remember
what
that?
What he or she has done for them in their life?
There was one year where everybody's like, get these. They're holding out their
throwing up the rock
testimonies written on their batting gloves. Like, okay, all right,
Ezekiel Elliott, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
whatever, dude.
Yeah. So we watched the All-Star Game tonight. I'll clean up some stuff from the DVR because I was gone for the weekend. I actually watched my favorite show, The Therapist, this morning. It is quickly becoming my favorite show with Siri Satnam Singh, a licensed therapist who sits down with entertainers and mostly singers.
So you're saying the lead singer from Slipknot?
Yes. He sat down with Prodigy from Mobb Deep shortly before he passed away, and Chris watched it before. Well, yeah, I watched this morning, so I'm sure Chris watched
last night. That was one of the few things I had to catch live.
Man, yeah. That thing last night was like, even he was like, "Yo, this guy's got some issues." And it was a tough watch, but he's interviewed Drum. Well, he's sat down with Drum and Waka Flocka Flame and Katy Perry as well. So I'll catch up on some of the past episodes of Siri Satnam Singh's The Therapist as well on Viceland before I get into some All-Star Game stuff.
Yeah, I think we'll be watching that. The baseball practice is over at 8. We'll grab some drive-through, come back. And
little DVR action? Start from the beginning?
I'll ask if he wants to. I don't think he's interested in all, because it's mostly, like you say, all the stuff, and there'll be a flyover. And
you don't want to miss the next Dan Uggla moment, Dan.
Pitbull will fly over at F-16.
I don't think he can fly over.
A little gut hanging
Zeppelin.
Out.
Zeppelin machine. Yeah, we've been making fun of Pitbull's tucked in super medium jersey that he wore. I didn't see it live last night, and Dan and Chris and Nick dropped it on my head this morning when I got here. So yeah, man, it's a tough look for old Pitbull Rosenberg.
Well, it's better than like his typical like skinny silver suit,
super shiny suit,
right? Yeah. Who was a Deadspin that once described him as the fist pumping in his suit like an overzealous cell phone salesman.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, shout out to him and his bank account, though.
That's his bit.
He's making it work.
He's cool with me. But that's going to be, unless the TV gets hijacked by others, that'll be what we're watching.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, ISIS comes over. We're not watching this. This is the television of the infidel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Bernstein. We're gonna see a video with Dan.
Dan's gonna be in a cage in an orange suit.
You're right. I was gonna take it too.
For his next stunt.
I'll save it for the podcast, Danny, because I was about to be super visual in terms of the imagery. We're holding the hair and be like, stop us when you don't want us to do it. Everybody's like, 24. So yeah, we'll make sure that ISIS doesn't hijack your television, fellas. By the way, live PD.
You were checking it out. Huge news!
I check into the hotel.
I got those tweets too.
I check
on Friday night. They were tweeting me about it because apparently there was an 83-year-old woman.
How old was the grandma?
83-year-old woman had a heart attack while playing bingo. Is what happened.
Bringo.
And also, while we were in Denver, someone tried to jump off an 83-foot cliff.
Yes!
They measured it?
Yeah.
83.
After the fact, how high was that cliff?
83.
Yeah, they are all doing it for Tanny. The world is Tanny's bit now. I have no idea how this has happened, but it has happened. I check into the Denver Courtyard Marriott, and I turn on the television, and live PD is what I'm like. I cannot escape Nick Shepkowski or Cole City.
Speaking of live PD, though, this week, Lake County is going to be featured. They're going to be right alongs in Lake County,
I'm worried.
Just north of here.
I'm worried.
Well, if they could end up with Joe Glinowitz. Now we got to cache a weapon.
I don't think
here.
He's doing anything anymore. Yeah. So.
My mom was pretty much locked down in that area because they were like, hey, black people stay in the house. They're searching for a black person. And my mom was like, I'm not a black man. No, stay in your house, mom. They're shooting people out there. Next thing you know, G.I. Joe.
You might be a black man very shortly.
Right. Yeah. G.I. Joe is out there doing his thing. So yeah, Lake County on live PD. I'm sure everybody is very proud. Of what they've become. Chris, what do you got?
Well, this morning I had a chance to dive into HBO's new documentary. It's a four-part series called The Defiant Ones. Yeah. Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, how their production careers started and how their lives eventually intersected. So I'm going to finish off part two tonight, maybe more. They're all on the HBO Go app. I don't even know if the other ones have
They're all there.
If they've been live yet on actual channel.
No, I don't think they've been live, but they're on
demand
for you
right now. You can see them all
on
the app.
I read a review of that
in the Tribune
today, and they interviewed both of those guys and just talked about how disparate their careers are, yet how many parallels there are. The fact they said that no one has ever gotten Dre to talk like this.
Yeah, you've never seen an interview with Dr. Dre quite like this. And they have great old footage of NWA studio sessions with like Eazy-E, like one of his first times rapping.
Really?
It was great.
Well, yeah, remember in the movie when he couldn't do it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why I
say it like this.
Rolling down what the street. Yeah, in my 6'4".
They had the actual footage to accompany that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm a dope boy. I'm not a right. rapper. And he's like, oh, don't worry. Just give it time.
They got everyone in this. They got Bonho. They got Bruce Springsteen in there. Hub Arkish. Everyone's in this thing.
Dave Sims comes out of nowhere. We got everybody. That'd be awesome if Pub just popped up in his NWA studios.
That saved me in a crossword puzzle the other day. It was Fats Domino's given name. And I'm like, I got this! Thanks to Dave Sims and Antoine Fats Domino. I would not have otherwise known.
Look, you see, this is why the worlds need to collide more often.
Yep.
Because your world helps out another world. And next thing you know, you're getting things on crossword puzzles.
I got the hookup from Tanny because of Dave Sims. We got Brad Pitt and Hub Arkish and Antoine Fats Domino.
We got everybody out of here. Yep. All right, so that's what's on tonight. You want to jump in, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Coming up next or top of the hour, who's Lawrence was on earlier today, so as we rub our chins and you
I
look
know what
at
it is.
What is that a are you scared to say?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
it's Shep and Barry Rosner.
Oh, it's the Angry Man Show. Oh, okay. All right. Not the Hungry Man Dinner, but the Angry Man Show. No. All right, so nice.
It should be an Angry Man Dinner.
That was
or like Hangry Man. if you're hungry and angry,
you can come up with something. All right, we'll talk to Shep and Barry next, right here on The Score.
That's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago
Star.
Hey, you. I know you got Wi-Fi, and I know you got Xfinity. It's time to step it up to the next level. Xfinity XFi. It'll change the way you Wi-Fi with a whole new way to personalize and control your home network. With XFi, you can set up your home Wi-Fi, be online in a matter of minutes, find your Wi-Fi password without fumbling around and trying to, you know, unlock some code that you feel like there's a bomb on the other side of it. And you get to know who's online. You can check your Xfinity XFi accounts and say, all right, she needs to get off the line right now. She's been online too long. She needs to start talking to her brother more. She needs to do her chores, that kind of thing. Be a parent. You can troubleshoot issues very easily. You don't have to wait on hold for hours or minutes. You don't have to do any of that. You can troubleshoot the issues right there and on your X1 cable box as well. It all comes together. That's why Xfinity is the best. Xfinity XFi is what you need. The Access Advanced features to further customize your home network, like I've been telling you about, and you can manage your network to see which devices are the most active? Who's using your Wi-Fi the most? If it's a freeloading, you know, buddy of yours, well, you know, you need to tell him, hey, you're going to have to start kicking in on this bill. You need to get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everybody, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine. That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Summer's heat with stop-and-go traffic puts stress on your oil and engine. Have your oil changed before your summer road trip. Visit merlins.com/summer for a $19 oil change. If you need a synthetic oil change, that's covered from just $49. Find other special values when you visit merlins.com/summer. Head to Merlin and merlins.com/summer for carefree summer driving.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Premiering CBS Wednesday. There are over 150 million asteroids in our solar system. But all it takes is one to end our world.
This asteroid is a planet killer.
And only a few will have the courage to stop it.
We're not waiting for the government to save us. We have to save ourselves.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want to live before I die.
Salvation, premiering CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, finding the best way to express yourself is well worth the added effort. Scorpio, someone else's idea may radically change your point of view this week. Sagittarius, this week keep your eyes on your money. Someone may be trying to get it from you. Capricorn, it's your time to take charge. It won't be easy, but it's time. Aquarius, this is a good week to take it slow. No new projects, no big moves. And Pisces, your skills as a listener will definitely help in the romantic realm this week. The rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Beer, sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full
bros. Yes, they do. Nick Shepkowski and Barry Rosner. This segment brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. So before we introduce these numbnuts, we need caller number 18 to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700 to win a foursome with the cart. To play a round on either the beautiful Highlands or the Brute course at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in close by Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, courtesy of the Grand. Make it a grand day.
If there are two gentlemen that I want to have baseball sounds around and for and about while the All-Star games are on, it's these two gentlemen right here.
It's Mad Dog Russo and somebody else.
No. Nick Shepkowski and Barry Rosner going for the long ride from 6 to 10 p.m. tonight. I will have the sound down while I'm checking you guys out on the radio.com app on my phone. I got the light bulb speaker right over my couch now, so I can just plug you guys in and the whole living room will be filled.
The long ride and not the slow ride.
No.
In the words of Foghat.
Or Flow Rider.
There are no in the words of Flow Rider.
I think I'd be quoting Fog. Although, that's, you know, Foghat was referenced in the Jimmy Iovine fired him. And he was in a bad place when he got launched by Foghat. And then apparently that's when he started hooking on, falling upward to bigger and better things.
You got to check out this Defiant Ones documentary.
I saw the second episode last night because I didn't even know it was on. I missed the first one. Do I need to see the first one, Tanny?
The first one is the genesis of the...
You don't need to, because I'm sure you already know most of the stuff in there, like, you know, but you should watch it because it's great.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'll catch up.
And who was it who told Jimmy Iovine ran? It was like Stevie Nicks or somebody he ran into who said, like, I hate Foghat. Don't worry. And then he's like, by the way, I really like Foghat. I don't want to say anything about
Foghat. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. No, so
didn't she have to go in the basement when Foghat came over to record or something like that?
Something like that. Dude, you're Foghat.
Hey, man.
Come on.
You kidding me? Cachet. Yeah, I mean, that's a big shooter. Yeah. All right, so what do you guys got tonight?
Well, tomorrow's the anniversary of one of the memorable Chicago sports moments that Barry was a part of at all of like 15 years old or something. So it's
Chicago Fire.
Disco Demolition. So Disco Barry's going to tell stories of some of that this evening.
Oh, no. The Great Exposition.
Disco Demolition. You know, for being in this business as long as I have, I still don't think I grasp how important that day was.
Was it important or just how ridiculous?
Silly. No. Like, the fact that people, it's still commemorated like nationally. Like, people talk about that nationally to this day. Like, the disco demolition day when everything went haywire, when everybody went crazy,
lighting
things on fire. Yeah, I don't think.
Is that still the last one in baseball that was forfeited?
Oh, yeah. They almost had to do it in Baltimore, right?
I don't even know of another
Freddie Gray thing. Yeah.
I don't know of another one.
Dime beer night, 10-cent beer night in Cleveland. Was that a forfeit also?
When the whole Rangers came out with bats.
We read that whole thing. Yeah, the fans of the bats. Yeah, man.
I don't think that I grasp the importance or like just the absurdity.
There was a cultural
the way I should.
Significance to it. It wasn't Steve just Dahl. The baseball part. Yeah. It was the fact that it was the end of the disco era and
disco never died.
And it, well, it actually didn't. In a lot of ways, it really didn't. It just sort of
drugs took different forms,
transmogrified right. into other kinds of music right. that white people didn't care about. For
all
a
I
while,
know is,
until they did.
Well,
again.
I was going to say, what music is that?
All I know is I was terrified. It was a very, very scary night.
Were you vending or either as
yeah,
a fan?
I was vending. Oh. I didn't even know who Steve Dahl was. I had no idea who he was. We were walking into the park. You know how you get there, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're walking around and there were thousands of people outside already walking around with these signs and the t-shirts. I had no idea who he was. Disco sucks and all that. And my buddy goes, this could get a little crazy tonight. And that was the first I knew about it. I didn't even know it was taking
and
place.
And was that a particularly bad Sox team? I really don't know. Was
79 like Sox? Yeah. They were not good.
Not a bad
what were you vending?
I was selling pop. I was very young at the time.
What kind?
I was selling Upper Deck pop. Have to explain this to
I like
me,
Upper
Jay.
Deck baseball cards.
Is this some kind of Southside thing?
Wait, Upper 10?
Upper Deck. Upper Deck pop.
Was the name of the pop?
No, I was in the upper deck.
I thought it was a brand. Okay.
Oh, sorry. No,
right. Yeah. I know there's a brand called Upper 10 that was like the RC Cola version.
I thought you were referencing a stadium brand, too. Right. Okay, my bad.
Sorry, inside vendor stuff. You were assigned to a commissary.
Okay.
And that day, it was good to be upstairs because there were fewer vendors up there than there were downstairs. So, this was going to be a really good night. It did not turn out to be. And when we have time, we'll get into it. But, Jay, you had 4 rows of whatever you were selling, okay, whether it was popcorn or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm selling pop, and 3 rows were always Coca-Cola or Pepsi. And then only at Comiskey, there was 1 row of orange pop.
Oh, well, wow. Well, I'll take it from here.
Jay, explain to us the orange pop thing.
Kidding me? Well, for a long time, in the food, in the vast wastelands and the food deserts, when you saw a fruit or a color in front of a soda, you looked at it as if it was juice. So grape soda, strawberry soda. Orange soda
was considered better for you, even
not,
though
not
it's
better
just
for
food
you.
Coloring.
You just enjoyed the taste of that. Like you go right now into any gas station from about 39th Street. Not racist at all. You look at how the actual distributors like drop off their product. You see things change. I knew a guy over at Coke for a while. You see how things change in terms of what people are buying through different regions. So
if it were Skokie, I'd be selling ginger ale, is what you're saying.
And I'm a ginger ale seltzer. Guy.
Just a little bit of seltzer. Sip it slow.
Yeah, man. Come on now. Orange soda? You know who you was. Hey, know your customers, as Mark Jackson says every once in a while.
Well, the guys used to say it was just because somebody was bringing in some sort of, a fifth of something.
Oh, you can mix it. Yeah. I mean.
Did it sell?
Shout out.
Did it?
No. Orange pop did not go
well. Shout out to my Latino homeboys. I know Squirt, for instance, mixes really well with tequila.
Squirt guy.
Tequila and Squirt, throw that it together after a hot summer day.
I was going to say, in Chicago right now, if you look at some guys finishing up a day's work on the back of a van, and you got guys with Squirt cans, that's not just Squirt. That's the end of the day.
Yeah, shout out to all those 7-Elevens that I poured half a Coca-Cola out right in front of it.
For your homies.
Yeah, I won't need this half of the Coca-Cola. Someone get the Jack Daniels and let's get ready to have a good time.
Wow, half?
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Because impressive. You never really wanted to ride with the bottle. I'm talking about breaking laws here, by the way. You never wanted to ride with the bottle. I was always a passenger. I was never driving. But you pour the entire bottle in the in the little, you know, was a liter,
right, because it doesn't leave a scent or odor or anything.
No. By that time, you can't taste anything, can't smell anything. You're on your way over to the biology bar to go have a good time.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Vince Scully
with
doing
my Snoop. Mind and my money on my mind.
So the fellas will entertain you from now until 10 o'clock. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you check them out on the radio.com app. Nick Shepkowski and Barry Rosner.
We thank Tim Healy for joining us today. Our video director is Brian Gertsch.
Pedro, name a word that rhymes with yummy.
Miami.
Shout out.
Yeah, except no. Hey. The producers, this man, Nick Shepkowski.
Great. I'm John Feinstein.
Audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
That's going to be a thing
she
now.
She really enjoyed that Berman impersonation, man. I'll have what she's having.
All right, guys.
Yes.
All right. For Nick Shepkowski, Dan Bernstein, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Shep and Rosner coming up next. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
I say, man, I won't go home, man.
Don't miss a moment of world champion Chicago Cubs baseball right here on The Score.
Half hits one in the air, deep left field. Back goes Jaso. That ball's got a chance. Gone! Ian Happ to the opposite field.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Truck drivers, Schneider has introduced exciting changes in Chicago. Increased driver pay for van, truckload, and tanker drivers, plus new dedicated business and Schneider-owned intermodal chassis. Come to an upcoming hiring event in Chicagoland between July 15th and 31st. 6 dates to choose from with events at Schneider Chicago facility, the Illinois Department of Employment Security, and Progressive Truck Driving School. That's July 15th through the 31st. Get full info on the Chicago pay increases, new business and equipment, and hiring events at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Saturday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah. Doubt. CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all